in your eyes, the way you were tonight. You've been tossing around inside my head since I saw you. I saw the light and now I know what I wanna say to you. Don't lose that light, the light in your eyes. Can't you see the world is changing? Don't lose that hope, no, don't let it go. Can't you see the world is changing? Ooh. I found love in your heart, it's making me come apart. I don't wanna be somewhere that's without you. I keep on losing what I want, but what I wanna say to you. See the world is changing. Don't lose that hope, no, don't let it go. Can't you see the world is changing? Ooh. Can't you see the world is changing? Can't you see the world is changing?
Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
There is a passage written by the author Walter Hilton where he tells of hounds running after a hare. He says that some of the hounds run because of the excitement of the chase. They are running on the energy of others. But they'll eventually tire and straggle home without ever having reached their prize. However, there'll be some of these hounds which will have caught the smell of the hare, and they will have fixed their sights on it. And because they have been captured by the scent, they know what they're chasing for, and they'll never tire until they have caught the hare, and therefore attain their goal. The church is often the same way. There are some people who have really encountered Christ, who have really been captured by the love of Christ, and that hunger will allow them to pursue Him and to seek after Him until they attain their goal of being united with Him. And yet, sadly, there are others who are simply following everyone else, running on the energy of others, running on the enthusiasm of the community. We need to be careful not to be running simply on the commitment of others. but to really look as to whether we have truly placed our lives in a personal way under the Lordship of Christ. That way, even if everyone else should fall away, we would still keep running, because we love the Lord and desire to be possessed by Him and to hold on to Him completely. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Another string, another strum, another rhyme, another hum. I wanna breathe in, I wanna breathe in and out again. I'm tired of putting one foot in front of the other. Love for you is simply been completely complicated, and I'm finding this daily drudgery is finally catching up to me. It's time for this abandon to make much of you and less of me. I wanna breathe in, I wanna breathe in and out again. I'm tired of putting one foot in front of the other.
Listening to The Journey with Dodsey and Dave.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
On St. Valentine's Day this year, Pope Francis gathered with 20,000 engaged couples to talk about the art of married life, which he summarised in three simple words.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're discussing the power of three magic words.
So what advice did Pope Francis have for the engaged couples? He put forward a simple formula for marital success in three words: please, thanks, and sorry. These three words can seem mundane, but when properly understood, can help couples build solid and joyful marriages.
Firstly, the word please encourages us to approach the other with respect and reverence, so that we don't impose ourselves, but rather treat the other as an equal. Please is a polite request, said Francis, to be able to enter into the life of someone else with respect and care. In a world that is dominated by me-centric mentalities, please reminds us that the world does not revolve around me and my needs. Rather, it shows us that we are called to be in service of others, especially our beloved.
Secondly, the word thanks. Gratitude is an essential virtue for healthy and happy living for every Christian, including couples. It's a powerful habit for building positivity and optimism. Saying thanks helps us to remember that the other is God's gift to us. Do we know how to say thank you? Asked Francis. In your relationship, it's important to keep alive your awareness that the other person is a gift from God, and we should always give thanks for gifts from God.
Thirdly, the word sorry. Noting that we all make mistakes, Francis said, this is why we need to be able to use that simple word, sorry. He observed how people tend to justify their actions by blaming and accusing others, and he noted that in recognising our mistakes and apologising for them, the Christian family grows. And lest we be uncertain as to what we might apologise for, Francis offers some tips. I'm sorry if I raised my voice today. I passed you without greeting you. I was late. If this week I have been so silent, if I have talked too much without ever listening, I forgot. I was angry and took it out on you. If we are honest with ourselves, there are so many sorries we can say to each other every day.
There it is, three simple words, please, thanks and sorry. Simple, yet profound wisdom.
We're Byron and Francine Parola. For more tips on relationships, visit smartloving.org.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Is the journey love to take my hand.
That was Follow the Sun by Evermore, and in the mix there too was a great little tune by Jimmy Needham called A Breath or Two.
Great to hear from Byron and Francine Parola with their tips for vibrant marriages in their Smart Loving segment. Mm. Really good to have them on the show every single week. We also heard from our newest presenter, Father Dave Callahan, in his segment, The Call.
And coming up, we've got Sam Clear with his segment, Walking the Walk. Jude, what's all that about?
Sam Clear, Daniel, walked around the world a few years ago. It took him a number of years to do it. It was called the Walk for One, yeah. Walk for Unity, and in walking around the world, whatever street he walked down, he didn't pass a Christian church without knocking on the door, generally then just going in and saying, listen, this is who I am, this is where I'm from, I'm walking around the world because Christians need to be united. Would you please pray with me for Christian unity?
Wow.
And if there were three churches on a street, then he stopped at every single one. If there was nothing for 100 miles, he kept walking, but he would not pass a church, a Christian church, without asking them to pray for unity. Became massive in America, particularly after he got caught in a blizzard and almost died.
Right.
But he refused to get a lift in a car and he walked across this wilderness. By the time he got there, the TV cameras and everyone were waiting for him. So he's basically walked around the world, the whole world, and his book came out last year. And he's an Aussie guy based in Sydney now. And, that's his passion. He wants Christians to be unified so that the world will know God's love.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear what he's got to say. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Walking the Walk, here's Sam Clear.
Hi, I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. I'm hurting at the moment because I have a broken finger and a suspected cracked rib. Injuries hurt on a number of levels. There's firstly the physical pain induced from breaking a bone. That pain is at its most intense at the time of the break, but it can flare up later on. My suspected cracked rib feels fine right now, but I sneezed an hour ago and it left me reeling in pain. Beyond the physical, there's also the emotional frustration associated with being injured. I want to be active and at least be able to sneeze without grimacing in pain. Over the past 35 years, I've broken 16 bones, dislocated my shoulder several times, had two ankle reconstructions, a knee reconstruction, 7 stitches in my finger, 3 in my eyebrow, skinned my foot and split my kidney in half. That one nearly killed me. Each injury received treatment though, and was allowed the time to heal, as frustrating as that always was. It required humility to slow down and allow healing to take place, and it often hurt even more in attending to the injury. While walking around the world praying for the unity of Christians, I observed the same circumstances within the church. For divided Christians, it requires humility and patience to both want and allow injuries to heal, and more often than not, it is the initial tending to that hurts most. If my doctor had discarded the part of the body that was injured, I'd have one leg, no arms, a warped torso, and a very toothless smile. The church, the body of Christ, is even more disfigured. In our walk as Christians, just as Jesus did, when we encounter hurt or division, do our words and actions bring the healing love of God into that moment? May the grace of God be with us as we walk on with humility and patience, and when the opportunity to reach out in love or to receive it is presented to us, may we be indeed sons and daughters of God, those blessed peacemakers. I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
I was full of fear and prone to wonder.
That was Won Me Over by Audrey Assad. And before that, we had Sam Clear with Walking the Walk. And that brings us to the end of another week, Daniel.
Wow, unbelievable, Jude.
It's gone quick, hasn't it? Thanks for listening into The Journey. Hope you have a brilliant start to this Easter season. Remember, keep safe on the roads, wherever you're travelling. Don't forget to say a prayer for yourself and others on the road when you jump in the car and head off on your trips over the Easter break.
And we also encourage you to give us some feedback on Facebook. Just go to your search engine and type in Journey Catholic Radio, or maybe even go to our website at radio.dow.org.au, and you can listen to some past shows.
Next week on the show, we'll be doing it all again. Great music, interviews and inputs from our awesome presenters such as Bruce Downs, Sister Hilda Scott, Byron and Francine Parola will be back too, Trish McCarthy, and all your favourites. We'll also be hearing from Marilyn Rodriguez, one of our new presenters next week.
Faith, hope, love and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.